Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. That's Lafayette Central Catholic High School, Gordon Lemmy Field, home of the Knights. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Tonight it's the Greencastle Tiger Cubs and the Central Catholic Knights. Gotta admit, 24 hours, if you're the coach and athletic director, 4 hours, get together with another athletic director, to schedule a baseball game, and they have the diamond ready to go, even after a 2-inch rain the last couple of days. That's what's going to happen here at Gordon Lemming. I did talk to Coach, right there, that's Coach Duggan, the coach in the dugout for Greencastle. He said their field was probably, they could have got that into shape. They're going to play a game here tonight in Lafayette. Listen, this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com. It's 2008. But if you want to tune in, listen to Robbie Kendall. 3.1 FM out of Indianapolis, the Emmis building. You catch him, Kendall and Casey Show, weekdays from 9 to noon. 93.1. Talk a little bit about each school. We'll mention the umpires are getting ready to go, getting close to an umpire meeting. It is 6:20 on the wristwatch. They talked about this game starting at about 6. Coach Bordenace asked for maybe 6:30. Maybe Greencastle needed a little bit more time. They traveled down from the south to the north. They said it's about 41 miles, something like that. They're from Greencastle, home of DePaul University. I'll mention a little bit about the Greencastle Tiger Cubs. School enrollment of 475. In class 2A, sectional 44. 6 in their sectional. They will also host sectional 44. Class 2A will happen at Greencastle High School. Their sectional will start out like this. Game 1 will be Wednesday, May 22nd at 5 o'clock start, North Putnam in Park Heritage. Game 2, same night, same day, same night, Wednesday the 22nd. That'll be about a 7:30 start time. This time it'll be South Putnam in Cloverdale. Then a Friday, we'll come back. They'll take the weekend off. They'll come back on Monday, Memorial Day. It'll be Game 1 winner versus Game 2 winner. Game 6 will happen just after the noontime, right there on Memorial Day, the 27th of May. That'll be a 1:30 start. That will be Supmont and Greencastle. Those two teams, they earned a bye. They were fortunate. They got the ping pong ball picked out of the hopper at the exact best time they could have got it. But the winner of that game, Game 6, will play the winner of Game 5, the championship game that evening. I do not have the start time. It may be 7, maybe 7:30. Check your local listings. Principal at Greencastle High School is Mr. Chad Rogers. Athletic director is Doug Greenling. The athletic secretary is Samantha Call. So High School is located at 910 East Lexington Street, Greencastle, Indiana. 6135. The web, you can find him at greencastleathletics.com. They wear the collars purple and gray. Performing the Western Indiana Conference, there are 12 teams in that conference. Alphabetically, they are Brown County, Cascade, Cloverdale, Edgewood, Greencastle, Tiger Cubs, Indian Creek, South Putnam, North Putnam, Northview, Owen Valley, Sullivan, and West Eagle. Well, Mr. Greencastle Tiger Cubs are currently 9 wins, 8 losses on the season. They are 3-5 in the Western Indiana Conference. They're in 7th place out of the 12 teams. Coach for Greencastle Tiger Cubs is Mr. Ben Wells. Game on the agenda for Greencastle is going to happen tomorrow, May 16th. That'll be 5:30 start. Greencastle will travel to Clay City. We're finishing up the lineups right now. Home plate umpire meeting going on right now. We'll talk about Central Catholic Knights here dick a bit. The Knights are going to take the field. They're going to finish up their umpire meeting. That'll shake hands. We'll get ready for open prayer and national anthem. We'll be back in just a bit.
Number 33, Fred Hobbins. And he is playing right heel. Number 20, 8 minutes. Adam Smith. Number 3, Anthony Kay. Adam 7, designated hitter. Number 3, Chris Andrews. Playing center field. Number 31, Isaac Elvin. Kay, playing left field. Number 34, Keaton Brooks. And Mike is from Georgetown, number 11, Mike Nicholson. Mike is coached by Tim Wardenick, assisted by Ryan Johnson, Financial, Sven Rogers, Eric Wardenick. Ladies and gentlemen, we please rise to a prayer in the 20th of our national anthem. Our Heavenly Father, please have the things that last in this changing world. Keep their eyes always fixed on me, and to be good students, strong athletes, an example of each day, and to be constant there in all endeavors. Give them the strength which comes from you alone. Cast this through Christ and Christ.
Ready for baseball. Knights are out on the diamond. They're getting ready to throw the baseball around the infield. Paxton Kane, ready to catch. First batter in the ballgame, the leadoff batter, is going to be Trevin Long. Well, next we'll talk a little bit about Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins is pitching in depth. He's a senior, 5'10", 195. He's pitcher and an outfielder. He's got 30 innings for his belt. Appearance number 9, this is start number 9. He has faced 135 batters, thrown 457 pitches. Ben Robbins on the season, 5 wins, 1 loss. Given up 34 hits, that's in 30 innings. Filed 22 runs, 13 of those runs were earned. He has walked 6 batters, struck out 25 batters. 9 of those batters went down looking. Mr. Ben Robbins, senior athlete, in today's ballgame. Around the infield with the Knights. Catching in today's ballgame, his battery partner is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane wears number 3. First base for the Knights, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Second base, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Top number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Third base, number 17, Gavin Dutel. Left field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. In center field, number 41, Isaac Seppinger. and in right field number 20. Minnick. Knights are wearing the navy blue jerseys. They're going with the white pants, the navy blue stirrups. They're going with the white hats with the blue bill. CC on the front. Baseball going to be played today. You would not thought that when you woke up this morning and saw rain out on the doorstep. Got to admit, without a doubt, the Knights. Pitching staff and players went to work on this diamond. This diamond looks absolutely plush. A lot of sweat went into making this diamond look as it does right now. Back in 2019, the diamond was selected as the best diamond in the United States. And I don't doubt it. And some final warm-up tosses on the surface. Robin, there's number 33, getting ready for the first batter. Home plate umpire, 6:30 p.m., that's off home plate. To give another up to the leadoff batter, Trevin Long. Greencastle, Trip, eighth ball. Both these teams want to play. You know they want to get some practice games in. The tournament begins and stepping in to bat. One hitter. Two, Trevin Long plays third base for Greencastle. Pitch from Robbins. Long on, swing and a miss. 12, one strike. Tiger Chubb doing battle with the Knights. And the PRM, look at his signal, going to step off the bat. He's pitching umpire. I mentioned something to Bryn Robbins. Something cosmetic about his delivery. Maybe it's about his windup, the way he starts it. Everything's good. No ball. Can't call a ball because nobody on base hit the ball on the batter. It didn't happen here. Comes in, ball one. One ball, one strike. We put in the box, one foot out. Trevin Long. Trevin Long, there's number two. He's a sophomore by class. Here comes the pitch. Swung on to take one over the head of second baseman Hudson Gutwein. He's going to bounce one time into the glove. Caden Minnick. Trevin Long gets himself aboard with a base hit. Nick Adler going to step in for Greencastle. To number nine, Sam Gooch. Sam Gooch, we'll talk about some stats, second time through the order. Sam Gooch, some pressy stats, left-handed batter. Runner at first base, Trevin Long, out of the set. Jeff Face, here's the pitch. Inside low, going to get off the glove of Jackson King, going to get back to the screen. And Trevin Long going to make it safely, second base. So runner at second base, Trevin Long, second pitch. Yeah, back first pitch inside and low. Might have been breaking pitch. Pitch to handle. Appearing in looking at singles. Bryn Robbins out of the stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. Hitter square to butt. Gooch throw the butt down back in front of the plate. He's going to throw to first base. Going to get the put out. Bryn Robbins filled to the baseball. Probably got 15 feet for home plate. He threw a strike, an absolute strike. It darts. Get Gooch out at first base, but Gooch accomplished, moves the runner to third base. Third base, one out, out of the first inning. He and the batter stepping in, number 12, three-hitter. Finn Sutherland. There's an open stance. We're going to have a stretch, now it's set. Here comes pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Well-placed breaking ball. Started at the middle of the plate. Broke low and away, strike called. No ball, one strike, peering in again, looking for singles. Robbins check third base. Here comes the pitch. For a ball, good block, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane is 5'10", 195. As a catcher, he is worth his weight in gold. Stepping back in. Ethan Sutherland. Hands up just a bit more in that right-handed batter's box. Lights are coming on here at Gordon Lemming. Then outside edge, strike called. One ball, two strikes to the three-hitter, Nathan Sutherland. Trevin Long got himself aboard with a base hit. He's at third base now. One out from the top of the first. Time called by the batter. Nathan Sutherland just did. I granted there. That was close. Robbins was in a set, starting to race his left leg. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. side is going to call an out. Strike three. Two outs in the top of the first. They are going to step in. He is the designated hitter. Heading in place of right fielder, number six, Jace Fidel. Jace Fidel is in right field. In the batter's box, four hitter, number seven, Ashton Dayhuff. Now a stretch, now the set. There comes the pitch. Across the dish, strike called. Ashton Dayhuff, designated hitter, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, no signals given. Coach Ben Wells at third base. Comes the pitch, outside of ball. Ball one strike, early going. Out of the first inning, runner at third base for Greencastle. I'm looking at signals, now out of the set position, there comes the pitch. Above the zone, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Need to see a swing from four hitter, Ashton Dayhuff. Robin still off the rub, corrects himself, step back in. Here then, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Now out of the set, comes the 2-1 pitch. Dayhuff, outside of ball. 3-1, 3-1 count, four-hitter, Dayhuff. See a breaking pitch here, we'll see. Don't want to give Dayhuff too good a pitch on this 3-1 delivery. On deck is a five-hitter, number 10, Pete Clark. Lissette comes a 3-1 pitch to Dayhuff. Pitch comes in, outside edge, going to the count to full. Count 3-2. Dayhuff yet to release the bat swing. Two count. Turn in, look at six. Out of the set. Count 3-2 pitch. On ground ball. Third base. Gavin Vitell throws a high hop. They'll throw across the diamond. Get the foot out. Lucas Gurdy and the Knights get out of the inning. Knights living dangerously. Batter in the lineup, Trevin Long. Pace makes the way to third base in the first inning. We're mentioning a little about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights High School, they have a school enrollment of 296. They're in Class 1A, Sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will take place right here at Gordon Lemming Field. We're mentioning they'll have a Thursday-Monday tournament. Game 1 in the sectional is going to be on May the 23rd. That's a Thursday, 5:30 p.m. start time. This game will feature North Vermilion and Fountain Central. Game 2 that evening, they have slated for a 7:30 start. It'll be near that time slot. And game that evening will be Covington and Lafayette Central Catholic. They'll take the weekend off. They'll come back. They'll play an 11 o'clock game. Game 5 will be on May 27th. That's Monday, Memorial Day. First game will be the winner of Game 1 versus the winner of Game 2. Game 6. That afternoon, a 1:30 start, the Attica and Riverton Park. They got lucky. They drew the ping pong balls out. They can make it to the final game by just winning one game. And we're making the final game championship game. It's going to be Monday evening, 27th. That's Monday, Memorial Day. Winner of Game 5 versus winner of Game 6. Miss Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2010 South Knox Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 7909. Dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. They were the colors navy and white. Performing the Hoosier Conference, this year was won by the Western Panthers. Second place is Twin Lakes. That game was 6-5. Mentioned second place, we'll go down the order. Lafayette Central Catholic, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Benton Central, West Lafayette, Tipton, Rensselaer Central. We'll finish up that read here after bottom of the first inning. They're going to step for the Knights. It's going to be the hitter, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, second baseman. Knights on deck is 17, Gavin Dutell. Pitcher's rubber, it's Sam Booch. Right-handed to hurdle, first pitch, swung on, foul back, out of play. Sam Gooch, heading to count. Sam Gooch, he's played in 16 ball games, faced 123 batters, thrown 446 pitches. This is the second pitch to Gutwein in a miss. There's going to be a foul tip in the glove. Count goes 0-2. Gooch will mention record is 2 wins, 4 losses. He has an ERA of 2.41. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes above the head of the Hudson Gutwein. One ball, 2 strikes. Sam Gooch has given up 1 home run this season. 29 innings. Here comes the pitch. High and away. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sam Gooch. Attention. Step. 3 hits. The pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Going to float out of play over the Knights' first base dugout. Sam Gooch has given up 23 hits. That's in 29 innings. Given up 14 runs. 10 of those runs were earned. He has walked 10 batters. He has struck out 40 batters. Comes the pitch to 2-2. Swung on, base hit, center field. Shea going to get himself aboard. So both leadoff batters here tonight step aboard with a base hit. So he'll put his, take his apparatus off that lower leg. And I probably would, too, if I were Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein has been hit by a pitch 11 times this season. That's probably the most I've ever seen last year. I know Pete Minnick got it 9 times. Here comes first pitch, square to bunt. The bad back is going to be low at a strike zone, outside edge. So first the bad back strike is called to, I should say, to Boutel. He kept lighting his batter's box, working from the stretch. Now the set, pickoff move, first base. Pretty good move for a first pickoff attempt. Sam Gooch, that was probably his B+. We're going to see his A view. Pitch comes in outside and low. Ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Looks like some softball activity over there. Maybe just practice. A track activity. Last time we're here, they were all working. Here. All right. Right side will be a fair ball. Tag is going to be made at first base by the first baseman, Connor Sullivan. Having Detail mission accomplished. Which moves Hudson Gutwein to second base. So, well, Knights have a threat second base. Stepping in is number 10, Lucas Gerke. He plays first base tonight. Stretch the set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Mike Greg fields it. He'll throw a door to Connor Sullivan and get the out. Hudson Gutwein moves to third base. Almost a carbon copy. To this point, top inning, bottom of the inning here in the first. Lead off batters make it to third base. Robin's going to step in with 2 out. 4-hitter for the Knights. Doing the pitching today's ball game. The stretch now set. There comes a pitch from Gooch. Outside to get by the catcher's glove. Probably going to be a wild pitch. We guess that's a wild pitch. Difficult backhand to make, about 6 feet outside to the right. And coming in to score first run of the ball game is Hudson Gutwein. So bases are empty. 1 ball, no strikes. Working from the windup again is Sam Gooch. Comes in, strike called. 1 ball, 1 strike. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. Here comes the right-handed little pitcher. Going to take one to right field. Going to back him up. Going to turn him around. He's going to make the catch in right field. That's Jace Fidel. Jace Fidel playing right field. Giving way for the designated hitter, Ashton Dayhuff. Tonight, come up with 1 run here in the bottom inning after 1 complete. Knights 1, Tiger Cubs 0. We'll mention a little bit more about Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Their principal is Darryl Beck. As the athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. Athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. The Knights are presently 17 wins, 6 losses on the season. Finished the West Division of the Hoosier Conference at 7-1. Hired 3rd place. That was in the Hoosier Conference matchup on this past Friday with Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights and Lafayette Central Catholic. And the head coach for the Knights is Coach Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate right here from Central Catholic High School. Next game on the agenda, we're not quite sure. Might be game tomorrow. Would Lewis Cass? Lewis Cass were able to play Rochester, I think it was tonight, or maybe last night. But if they don't play Lewis Cass, I'm not sure they'll have a game. They're supposed to play Friday. They're calling for some rain on Friday. Friday night, they're going to do battle with Harrison. That's going to be at Harrison, just across town. Harrison Raiders. Harrison Raiders, over 2,000 enrollment. And then on Saturday, they're going to play one game at Logansport on their synthetic field turf. Game slated to start at 12 noon. Just one game on Saturday. So then all the teams get ready to play some sectional competition. Sectional atmosphere is sometimes kind of tense. Thought it was tense a couple of years ago at LaPorte. The Central Catholic was playing South Central Satellites. Bottom of the seventh inning. That's probably the most interesting game I've ever been a part of or ever seen. South Central and Central Catholic. That was a wild game. I told Coach Bournette before his interview, I said, man, I said some crazy stuff. He said, you sure said some crazy stuff, because that was a crazy game. And in the bat is number 10, Trayton Clark for Green Cap. Comes the pitch. Across the dish, strike called. Left-handed batter, Trayton Clark. He's in the five spot. He plays left field for the Tiger Cubs. Here comes the second pitch from Robbins. Swung on, it popped one. Left side may be playable. Might be out of reach, though. It's going to land on the grass. A foul ball near the bullpen area on the third baseline. Long way to run. New life for Trayton Clark. No balls, two strikes. Nobody was going to get to that one. So no 0-2 count. You'll step back in. If hitter, Trayton Clark. Left field. The windup. Here comes the wind from Robbins. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Side of ball. Little face pitch, nothing doing. Trayton Clark lets it go by. Ball, two strikes. Playing Trayton Clark to push the ball. Here comes the pitch. Side ball two. Trying to get him to fish. That one was a little closer to the plate. And the batter, Trayton Clark. Count. Comes a whine from Bryn Robinson's pitch. Wayne a miss. Drops third. Jackson Kane will step to the inside. He'll throw a strike. Might have been a high strike. Get the put out at first base with Lucas Gerke. There's one out. The inning. Up second inning, it's a one-run ball game. Both teams with one hit. Each with one hit. Came from the leadoff batters. Here comes the pitch. Pitch inside tight, ball one. A little bit of a, I felt just a small raindrop. There's a little tiny one. I hope it doesn't happen. Notes will be out the window. Here comes the pitch. Side edge, strike call. That's black cloud. Hopefully they're just going to float on by. Pitching from the windup and Robbins. Comes a 1-1 pitch. On foul, back out of play. In the batter's box is number five, the six hitter. Brighton Gregg has already been busy. Bottom of the first, he's the second baseman. One ball, two strikes. Here comes a wind and the pitch from Robbins. A ball back to Robbins. He'll field it. On the first base, Gerke, and they'll get the put out. So some more raindrops falling. Very many. Still in one over, Nathan? So two outs here in the top of the second inning. Got some youngsters activity. It's always good. Some Squires down there. Squires will be introduced here. We'll see. Not today. Comes in low and inside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. In the batter's box, seven hitter number three, Connor Sullivan. Connor Sullivan, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swung on to take one to left field. Keaton Brooks is there. He'll die for it. Couldn't get to it with two outs. You're taught to die for the baseball. Give it a good effort. It's off the glove. Gets behind him. Picked up by center fielder Isaac Sepinger. Probably going to be a legitimate double. So bad as Connor Sullivan. So, Castle picks up another hit. They're in the second inning. They have two in the ball game. with the runner at second base and two outs. The batter going to step in. He does the catching. Castle, number four, Dylan Hughes. And he's their batter. Hover at second base. Middle infielders. Here comes first pitch to Hughes, swinging a miss. No balls, one strike, he'll step back in. Eight hitter for four, Dylan Hughes. Out of the set, check second base, here's the pitch. Oh and away, ball one. Well, one strike. Top of the second inning, the more drops falling, they are small in nature. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, low, and they're going to get by Jackson. Short hop, the glove, got off the butt of the glove, goes back to the screen, close to the third base dugout occupied by Greencastle. So Greencastle are going to have a runner at third base in the first and now in the second inning. Two outs. Jackson King, home plate umpire helping him to get his earpiece set back up. He's got an earpiece right there. He's got a speaker in his ear. He cannot transmit signals from him to Coach Bourdain. Coaching the dugout, nice dugout. Can call the pitches much simpler. That's a brand new technique the IHSAA put into play this season. Step up the back, and Robbins will step back in. Balls, one strike, two out. But Hughes, the batter, this comes in outside edge. Strike called. Count goes even at 2-2. Eight hitter, number four, Dylan Hughes. Big pitch here in the top of the second. Out of the set, here comes a 2-2. Swung on, he'll pop one up. Going to float backwards over the screen and barely out of play. So it hits the bleachers. The main 2-2. Staying in that batter's box right there. Dylan Hughes in the process. Quality at bat. And that rain's dropping a little more frequently. I think it's going to float overhead. It's going to be here long. You see some blue sky. The east. Working from stretch. Now the set. Here's the 2-2. Second time to Hughes. Inside and tight, ball three. 3-2 count. When Huff, nine hitter, where's number one, is on deck. Two count, two outs. Runner at third base for Greencastle. Out of set, pitch for Robbins. Inside a bit tall, ball four. Let's send him to first base. Bases were open. There's still one base open. Runners at first and third for the Tiger Cubs. Coach and Wells there at 30 is going to get courtesy runner. At there for his catcher, Dylan Hughes. Hogging out is going to be number 14, Tucker Elkins. Tucker Elkins, he's listed as a utility player, member of the sophomore class. Tucker Elkins, where's number 14? He has scored three runs. The season as a pitch runner or a courtesy runner. Out of set. Pitch tough. Key pitch. Just missed. Must have just missed. Jackson King with a little hesitation. Toss the ball back to Robbins. Ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins now out of the set. Comes to Huff. Side edge, strike called. One ball, one strike, peering in, looking at signals. Robbins now out of the set. Attempt to pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Right-handed batter, not hitter, for the Greencastle Tiger Cubs. Number one, Owen Huff. Owen Huff playing center field for Greencastle. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set. Comes a 1-2. Breaking pitch right across the zone. Strike called, and the Knights are out of the inning. Knights up one board in the first. They left two board here in the second. They have yet to give up a run. After 1.5, Knights 1, Tiger Cubs 0. We're getting some rain right here. We're going to hope to get this remedied. We'll see if we can keep things dry. That would be nice. A lot of notes here. Several efforts. Perfect. Begins team. Your Bournay, Terry Bournay, helping us out. I appreciate that. And I'm for sure helping us out. Here, hold on. Well, I got to keep it this way. Appreciate that. No, I do. All right. Love you, brother. Okay. All right. That's Coach Bournay. I'm missing Coach Bournay because he probably taught Tim Bournay most of what Tim knows came from Terry Bournay. Right there. He's agreeing with that. Quite sure. They're going to warm up here out on the rubber again is in Gooch. And there is some rain. Nathan, so let me know where it stops, okay? So some rain happening. I don't want it on my notes. There's too many notes here. They are flared up. And work from there. And so nice getting ready to bat. Here in the end, getting ready to step in for the night is Caden Minnick. Minnick going to step in. And it'll work from there. First pitch, outside edge, strike call. Home plate umpire working that outside edge, going to make these guys swing the bat. They say first two or three innings, you should make the guy swing the bat. That's what he's doing. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be exactly, going to actually increase the volume of the game. It's going to become better and better. Here comes a 1-1 pitch by the catcher. Good velocity off that right arm of Sam Gooch. Step back in for Knight. 20K Minnick. Pitch comes in, a foul one, left side, out of play. So the count goes 2-1. Balls, one strike. Rain slowing up just a bit. Played umpire. Wants the pitcher to acknowledge his hand up and not start. After a foul ball, he's got to bring the ball back to live. And Gooch just wants to start a bit early. So here we go. Live ball, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, drop third strike. Drop. Work down to first base, hit the put out. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. So next guy is going to step in. Jack Kane is going to step in. Second batter here in the bottom of the second inning. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Strong number in. Step in. Peering in. Over signals out of the windup. First pitch to Kane. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Nathan Sutherland, this throw across the diamond, gets a put out. With Connor Sullivan, a pretty good strong arm by Nathan Sutherland, are two out here in the bottom of the second inning. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 30. That's Gus Steinberg. He's a DH in the ballgame. He's batting for Isaac Seffinger. Their fielder comes in, hit by pitch. Gus Sandberg, hit by sacks like nothing happened, goes down to first base. Gus Sandberg, wave number 30, hit by pitch number 2 for season for Sandberg. And in to bat is Keaton Brooks. Left-handed batter, here's a pitch. Side all one. One ball, no strikes. Two out. One runner aboard is Sandberg. He's at first base. Out of set, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. He flip it by a second base, and he'll flip it. Shortstop, Brighton Gregg to Nathan Sutherland. The Knights are out of the inning. They leave another runner aboard. Bottom of second. That's an after two complete. Knights, 1. Tiger Cubs, 0. Also mentioned, tonight's ball game is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home, Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath, spacious town home with a private pool. Available for short-term and long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination. North Eastern Polk County. It's proximity to the Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando. You enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches. 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump in a car, jump on a plane. That car would get you to where you are. That's in Davenport, Florida. Inquire, direct your emails to 353captiva@gmail.com. Again, that number is 353captiva@gmail.com. So anyway, step in. Top of the third inning. Batter going to step in. The leadoff batter in today's ballgame, Trevin Long. He's got one hit today so far. Step right-handed batter, Trevin Long. The pitch out of windup from Robbins. He in the first strike. No balls, one strike. Trevin Long's played in 16 ball games. I have 16 game stats. Minus, I think, one game. There's a pitch. You know, 4-1, right side, out of play. Played 17. I have 16 game stats. Trevin Long, went to the plate 53 times, 45 at bats. 7.8%, a 393, batting average at 275. Comes the wind and the pitch. The Florida taking over the shortstop end. Mikey Stapleton goes into left field, a base hit. Trevin Long is 2-for-2. He gets two of the three hits on the board. And stepping in once again. Stepping in is the hitter number 9, Sam Gooch. He's doing the pitching. Looking at singles. Out of stretch. Brent Robbins now the set. Here comes the pickoff move. First base back safely is Long. Sam Gooch. King James. 68 appearances, 44 at bats. Batting 409. Float one up to left field. Payable can be played by Keaton Brooks. To make catch. Trevin Long was about halfway to second base. He'll retreat now. There's one out here in the top of the third. So next batter for Greencastle is going to be number 12. Free hitter, Nathan Sutherland. Sutherland is the shortstop. Nathan Sutherland played in 16 games. 59 appearances, 48 at bats. He's playing 417. But sad, here comes the pitch. From Robbins, he'll pick off move, first base, no tag applied by Lucas Jerky. Number 12, Nathan Sutherland. He's got an on-base percentage of 525. Here comes the pitch outside of ball. That's backhand stop by Jackson Kane. Nathan Sutherland has 20 hits. He leads the team with 20 hits. He's the only one that has gotten past second decade of hits out of the set. Comes a 1-0 pitch to Sutherland. Long set for Robbins. Here's the pitch. High to edge. Going to call that a strike. That's a bit low. Looks a bit outside. Sutherland didn't care. That's just one strike. 1-1 count to Sutherland. He in his bat box. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Taking off of second base. Taking off on the pitch. Hit and run. Going to get him out at second. Nice play there. That was Hudson Gutwein. It's in the vicinity of second base. He fielded the baseball almost simultaneously. Had the foot on the bag and threw to first base. Couldn't get the double play. Very nice play from Gutwein. Two out. So safe at first base. Sutherland. Set in with the hitter. Number 7, Ashton Dayhuff. He's the DH. So one foot in, one foot out, and step back in. Dayhuff, 16 games, 57. Played appearance, 52 at bats. Pitch from Robbins. Side edge, strike call. Working that outside edge. Say, what if there's a corner and strike? Working it. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Dayhuff. Ground ball, second base. Gutwein, he'll flip it to Mikey Stapleton, covering second. There are two outs, three outs and they leave one aboard. Again, it was Strevin Long left aboard here in the third inning. So at the end of last night, 1, Tiger Cubs, 0. Also mentioned, the game is in part brought to you by Rent Farm Equipment. Rent Farm Equipment since 1955. RentFarmEquipment.com for Central Indiana Equipment Dealer. Serve the customers and community since 1955. Rental Farm Equipment, a family owned and operated. Rental Farm Equipment, they supply farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products. They have parts and service for agriculture, residential and commercial construction equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Most farm equipment, they're in Hamilton County, located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Anna 4031. For Hamilton County, right there along U.S. 31 at 276th Street. Stepping in tonight, at T. Stapleton, he's going to float one right side out of play. Inside Reynolds, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli. Through Friday, 7 to 2. Zen Brady Pitt, nice spot. Started out the elbow. Sam Gooch, right-handed breaking pitch. That's right. Count goes 0-2. Here I am looking at signals. Here comes Wine, the 0-2 pitch to Stapleton. Ground ball, third base, Trevin Long. He'll field it. Throw a strike across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Connor Sullivan. There's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in, second time in the ballgame. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein got himself aboard with a base hit. First time up. Step back in. Hudson Gutwein, he's a junior class member. Working from the windup. Here comes the first pitch to Hudson. Outside ball one. Gutwein is a junior. He's 5'11", 175. 95 plate appearances. These are accurate stats. 66 at bats. Here comes the pitch. Put one right side out of play. Gutwein batting average. 73. On base percentage, 468. 18 hits, 16 are singles. He has a double, he has a triple. Here on him, going to single. Here comes the wind, the one pitch. He's going to take one to right field. A lot of air under it, going to drop. The drop is a base hit. Wine. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. In this case, wine gets a base hit. Kind of lucky. That ball lands a shallow right field, right between second baseman Brighton Gregg and right fielder Jace Spiedel. So Gutwein is aboard. There's one out. Batter going to step in for Central Catholic, number 17, Gavin Boutel. Right-handed batter's box. Working out a stretch, now a set. Pickoff move. Tag applied. Gutwein back safely. And ball's loose in. Everything's okay. Except by third baseman, Trevin Long. Working from his back. Turning, looking at signal. Pitcher is doing huge pitch. High for a ball. Ball, no strikes. Gutwein is at first base. Signals being given. Coach Bournet at third base. Last time, Gutwein bunted the ball. Move the runner. Move Gutwein. So get up in that bat. He's getting in. Boutel swinging a good bat. Here comes the pitch. Back to the nice dugout in a hurry. Hudson Gutwein was on his horse. Have to jog back to first base. Gutwein on the season leads the team with 13 stolen bases. By him, Ben Robbins with 12. And now it's going to call time. Umpire wants to make sure the ball's back in play. Wants to make it live. It's not live. Pickoff move. Even if it got him, wouldn't count. Here comes the set. Here comes a 1-1 pickoff. I should say 1-1 inside tight. Above the head of Gutwein. I said there. Boutel, I mean. Yeah, Boutel. That's Gavin Boutel. And 1 foot out, single being given. Alice set. Here comes a pitch from Gooch. Owen be off the glove, and no bunt needed by Boutel. Goot wide, going to make it to second. He'll round second. There'll be no throw. He'll get back to second base. Bourne is going to give a hand clap six. 3 balls, 1 strike. Might be a good pitch. Tied out on the diamond. Base to Trevin Long with the shoe-tie. Time is granted by the seat position umpire. And the rain is going to go overhead. It's probably going to leave us. I hope so. Give us a couple hours. But they're talking about some rain on Friday. We're going to stretch now the set. Here comes a 3-1 to Boutel. Oh, for ball four. Good bluff there by Dylan Hughes. Not to have runners at first and second base. One out. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 10, Lucas Gerke. He's a junior. He's played in all 23 games. 87 at bats. Should say plate appearances. He comes in tight. Ball one. 87 plate appearances. 62 at bats. Gerke batting 306. Now left-handed batter's box. 506 base percentage. The set. Here comes the pitch from Gooch. Side to get by the catcher. Going to go back to the wall. The belt closer to him. No play as the base runners. Knights runners move up 90 feet. Gutwein is at third base. And over at second base is Gavin Boutel. Coming back in, left-handed batter, Lucas Gerke. Here's the pitch. The foul one, left side, out of play. So 2 balls, 1 strike, signals given by Coach Bourne. Several signals given. Weird to see Coach Bourne signal for a suicide squeeze last game successfully. Comes in, he'll take one to left center. Gonna have some air under it. Gutwein is gonna tag at third base. We think so. Oh, he's gonna come in. He's gonna say, gonna hit the runner. It's gonna hit Gutwein. It's just an unfortunate occurrence. That throw hit Gutwein on the back side. Didn't bother him. He came on in to score. Catcher Dylan Hughes raised his mask there as he looked at the umpire, but there's nothing you can do about that. Just part of the game. Home plate umpire going to dust the dish off. One run comes in to score. That's Gutwein. Bagging up at second base for the Knights. Going to third base is Gavin Boutel. So next batter to step in. And the pitching in today's ballgame, that's Ben Robbins. Ben Robbins, he's a senior. Steps right-handed batter. He's played in all 23 games. There's the pitch, breaking pitch, tight and high for ball one. Ben Robbins will miss in 5-10, 195. A pitcher and an outfielder. He 8 plate appearances, 66 at bats. Here comes the pitch. And a miss. Count goes 1-1. Robbins batting 379. An average in that right-handed batter's box. To even 500. He gets on base half the time. An on-base percentage. Comes in. Outside edge. Strike call. 1-2 strike. Robbins. He's tied with the team lead with Boutel with 25 hits on the season. But sad, here comes the pitch. What a miss. So we're going back to dugout. Knights are out of the inning. Knights pick up 1 run. The bottom of the third after 3 complete. Knights 2, Tiger Cubs 0. I'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, century 21. Thinking about residential or corporate relocations. You know, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20 plus years of experience to help you begin that process. Real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent or real estate broker strive for. That's as Lisa Stokes Bear. Your happiness and her success are two of the same. For the real estate lady with the high quality real estate IQ, contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-813-0086. And her number is 317-513-0086. 8-6. Say what, Nathan? Them Pacers, I just don't know yet.
It was great that they came back, tied the series at 2 apiece when they were down here in Indy, but coming back up to New York and then losing by that much was just not a great look right now. So I'm a little bit worried about them, but I think that they'll be able to come together for Game 6 and force Game 7 and then hopefully win the series there.
That'd be nice. I was also watching Caitlin Clark last night. She got 20 points. 10 turnovers. She was 5 for 15, and she was 4 for 11 from three-point range.
Yeah, it's great that she's here in Indiana. I saw that she had a little bit of a rocky first half, but just glad that she came to put it together in the second half and had a good game. So.
Absolutely, man. What kind of pressure could that be? My goodness. Hi, Tom. Oh, stepping in, left-handed batter. Tiger Cubs. It's a five-hitter. Number 10, Trey Clark. Having back on the river. Pitching from the windup. Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch. He cuts and a miss. No bump, one strike. We're in the top of the fourth inning. This game is moving right along. The good teams playing baseball. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Side of ball. One ball, one strike. Just step back in. Came to batter's box. For 10, Trayton Clark comes in, swinging a miss. Kemp goes 1-2. Trayton Clark in 13 ball games, 44 plate appearances, 38 at bats. On base percentage of .295. And on the windup, man, looking at singles. Here comes a wind from Robbins. Low and away, ball 2. Goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Stepping back on. Still playing deep. Either Dev, I should say, by the grass. Here comes the pitch. Going to take one to left field. Keith Brooks going to back him up. Turn him around. He's going to try to make the catch. He'll make the over-the-shoulder catch. Keaton Brooks and Say Hey Willie Mays. Ends up two names in the same sentence with that catch. One out here at the top of the fourth. Will Mitch and Trayton Clark took that a long way. Opposite field. Stepping in, six hitter number 5, Brighton, Greg, Aceman. Fifth swung on to take it to right field. Kate Manning going to move to his right. Or take the catch. Up here in the top of the fourth. So with 2 outs set to step in, 7 hitter number 3, Connor Sullivan. Connor Sullivan is the first baseman. 16 ball games, 53 plate appearances. That bats. An on-base percentage of .288. You got 8 hits. They are all singles. The pit outside, back block. Good catch. The catcher, Jackson Kane, stepping in front of him. So home plate umpire going to adjust that wire once again. Wire got loose. Put Chuck it inside. And Jackson Kane is getting signals, verbal signals from the dugout, Coach Bournet. Likely Coach Bournet called pitches. Well, no strikes. Here comes the wind in the pitch from Robbins. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No ball, 2 strikes. Right-handed batter, Connor Sullivan. Connor Sullivan, 6 runs scored. He's walked 6 times. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base, Gavin Mutel. He eats it up. He'll throw across the diamond, get the put out with Lucas Gerkey. And the Knights are out of the inning. This time they leave nobody on base. Knights are bad in the bottom of the fourth inning. After 3.5, Knights 2. Tiger Cubs 0. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. 40 years car business. That means that they're doing a good job and they're treating their customers perfectly. They buy, they sell, they'll trade, and they'll help you to finance your quality car, truck, or SUV. Third low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is in Fishers, 8599 East. Penzman 16th Street. Dial them up there at that dealership at 317-842-2228. And that number is 317-842-2228. And we'll also mention they have Noblesville location. That's along State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. You can dial them up there at that dealership at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. Visit them online or stop by on site. FritzandFishers.com. FRIEZ. So Nitro bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Caden Minnick sticks in. There's a windup. Gooch hung on full swing just behind the plate. Might have got the plate. Went backwards. Foul ball. So no balls. One strike. You'll step back in. There comes a wind in the pitch. I have to strike home. Sam Gooch likes to work quick on the rubber. And then the count goes 0-2. Now the windup, here comes the pitch to Minnick. He'll poke it the other way. He'll protect the zone. He'll knock that one out of play. Left side, left-handed batter. Caden Minnick, he's a C-class member at 11-160. Comes in, outside of ball. Count goes 1-2. At 93 plate appearances, 76 at-bats. Comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove, caught. Strike three, so he'll walk back to the dugout. Wow, here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next guy is going to set in. It's going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane wears number three. He's a junior class member. He's played in all 23 ball games. Has missed 5'10", 195, a catcher and an outfielder. 86 plate appearances, 64 at-bats. He's batting 250. Comes the first pitch. To take one right side. Going to be called for by the first baseman. Difficult catch. He's going to drop it. Couldn't make the catch. I would guess that's going to be a reached on air. Difficult catch. He was going backwards. Now, that was probably a first baseman's type of catch. Usually you see a second baseman. That went off, but I don't think the second baseman could have got to that one. So Jack Kane is safe at first. Stepping in. A Samber. Yeah, hooked by pitch. In the first offering, first time up. Oh, that's going to miss on this first swing. So, Sager Given, Coach Bournet, at third base. Jackson King looks to see. And he'll get off the bag when the pitcher steps in the rubber. Working from the stretch, now is set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. You're going to take one to right field. Might be foul territory, but playable. Die for it, couldn't quite get there. The foul ball. Ace Spidell. He did all the effort he could. Nearly came up with it. Eyes him forward, and it's just a foul ball. So that ball probably damp. I imagine the grass is kind of damp. As a little bit of rain we just got just saturated the top of the grass. Ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Yes, Sandberg. Lissette Gooch. Comes in and takes one to right field. Going to be right at the right fielder, making a good play there is Jay Spidell. Out number two, I thought Sandberg might have poked that one in as a base hit. A little bit too much air underneath it. So with two outs, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, senior athlete, he's played 22 ball games. 2-165 pitch, low and outside, ball one. Keaton Brooks, 68 appearances, 56 at bats. He's climbed that average. Average back up to 232 on base, 358. Cough move, first base. Good effort on that whip to first base from Gooch. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-0. Going to take one the other way, left field. Called for by Cheaton Clark. Clark is going to make the catch for out number three. So the Knights leave one aboard. They string him there, the Knights. And the Tiger Cubs, after four completes, Knights 2, Tiger Cubs 0. We'll also mention today's ball game is being brought to you in part, Acadia Industrial Park and Storage. I have seen those parts. I've seen those storage buildings run parallel to the train track, right off of 6th Street and all the way town, right by the ballpark in Arcadia. There are a lot of storage units right there, and I'm sure they are safe and secure for even an out-of-town to call and reserve one of those spaces. I'm sure it can be done. They have indoor and outdoor storage, flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location for storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobile. It could be a Corvette, a Mercedes, a Jaguar. It could be a Lexus. Or outdoor storage is always available. Contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Simply go online at www.aipsindiana.com. It's aipsindiana.com. Or you can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, 317-774-1500. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Jackson Kane putting his gear on. Jackson Kane, dog out here in McCary. And the Indianapolis 500 is just around the corner. I know that it's been like 500. You ever been to the 500, Nate?
Yes, I did it for my first time last year. Previously, like in high school, I was always busy Memorial Day weekend, so I really enjoyed it last year. Going again this year. Be going to all the festivities, Fast Friday this Friday, qualifications on Sunday, and then Carb Day and then Race Day.
Hey, Carb Day, you get there early, you can see George Thorogood.
Looking forward to that. And Jim Blossoms, too. I know both of them, so they're great both bands.
Absolutely. They're supposed to have a real speed wagon there not long ago, but that darn thing is COVID. No REO. But I'm going to see them for my 20th time. July the 10th, your first pitch from Robbins. Swing and a miss in the batter's box for Greencastle. Right-handed batter, Dylan Hughes. Hughes wears number 4. Turn in, look at the signals out of the windup. Here comes the pitch. He pitch drop in there for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. Brent Robbins getting ahead in the count. Out of the 5th inning. Game moving right along. 7:29, we played an hour. Side of ball. 6 minutes go by. You can probably run a sentinel if games happen like this one is happening right on time. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to get back to the screen. To make it safe, drop 3rd strike. Dylan Hughes. Strike out. I don't know if that even goes in the book. Just drop 3rd. There's still nobody out. We're in the top of the 5th inning. The 2-0 contest. Greencastle, 3 hits in the ballgame. The Knights have 2. Turn in, I'll stretch. Number 1 in the batter's box, it's Owen Huff. He's the pitch and the square to bump. The bad back, it ends up a little bit above the zone, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Owen Huff. Where's number 1? He's 16 steps. He's batting 326, 415 on base percentage. This word upon again, pull it back. This time it's going to be a called strike on the outside edge. So 1 ball, 1 strike, nobody out. Huh. Number 1, you got 15 hits on the season, 13 singles, 2 doubles. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. 1-2 count. Straightaway stance. Owen Huff, a member of the senior class. There are seniors on this ball team. Swing and a miss. So no drop 3rd. Wouldn't have mattered. First base is occupied. There's 1 out. The diamond, the next batter, going to step in. The 1 hitter. Only leadoff batter in today's ballgame is number 2, Trevin Long. Trevin Long, 2 at-bats, 2 base hits. See if he can get a base hit with 1 runner aboard. Turn in the signals. Out of stretch and out of stab. Here's the pitch. Side, ball 1. Trevin Long, 61 plate appearances, 51 at-bats. He's 75, 393 on base percentage. I was sad comes the pitch. The pitch went to right field. Be a boom. He's dive in. So he made the trip. He'll go back first base. Double play. Double play. The B position umpire looks out in right field. It's not a surprise to the Knights family. They saw that Caden Minnick forward may catch. And that's your routine for a guy like him. I'm taking off for second base right there was Owen Huff. He's back, could get back to second or first base safely. And it's in before the tag up and they get the double play and get out of the inning. So we're right there. And we'll go to the bottom, the fifth inning. He's going to throw the ball around the infield. After 4.5, Knights in front. It's 2, Tiger Cubs, 0. I'll mention today's ballgame is also in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. Thomas Docks Incorporated, they have high quality, custom-built waterfront products and services. Well, Docks, they build boat lifts, build seawalls, they also have dock accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated. Find him on the web at thomasdocks.com. Located at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Locally owned and operated, they have been since 1993. Dial them up by telephone at 317-774-3790. Again, Thomas Docks, 317-774-3790. 3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Tom Docks, you can use the company as the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, with capabilities to work all across the United States. Tom Docks, Incorporated. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton. Pitch foul ball back to the screen. Stapleton has quick hands. Mikey Stapleton, just a sophomore. The home run right here at Gordon Inning as a freshman. Foul another one back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Mikey Stapleton, where's number 11? Just a sophomore. 20 games. In one plate appearances, 55 at-bats. I think 345 in that right-handed box. Comes in tight. Above the head, ball one. He's stapling an on-base percentage at 433. He's got 19 hits. 17. The line shot to first base. Couldn't make the grab. Picks it back up off the surface. Walks over, tags the base. Hunter Sullivan. Unassisted at first base. Just one out. So next batter to step in is Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter's box. And ready to step in. Hudson Gutwein. From the windup, Sam Gooch. Here comes the first pitch. Ball one, just above the zone. One ball, no strikes. Wow. Time of the fifth inning. He squared a bunt, pulls a bat back outside of ball. A bunt for the hit coming in third base in a hurry there was Trevin Long. He was in a bunt first baseline. He might have made it. Nobody covering first baseline. Here comes the pitch. By pitch. Can Gutwein felt that one. Did feel that one. We'll hope he's okay. He's jogging first base. Got hit on the side of upper body. He's going to wince on that one. Talking with Coach Ryan Johnson, he's going to a little jog beyond first base over to the grass. And that was not good. That was hit by pitch number 12 on season for Gutwein. Not really worth reaching base, for the most part, especially a hit by pitch such as that one. So he's going to stay and he'll run the bases. See Gavin Boutel, next batter in the lineup. There's one out. Gutwein is at first base. So stepping in, Gavin Buttel. He'll get hit by pitch on the very next pitch. Sam Gooch. A little higher, might have on the left shoulder. Call time. Now the ball is dead after a hit by pitch. Time is called. Time is still out. Here to walk up Greencastle pitch coach. Up with Sam Gooch. Right there on Diamond. And I tell you what, Nathan. That's not fun. To get hit by pitch and make it to first base, especially in a row.
I remember getting hit when I was little, and that was almost never fun. A little bit bigger than Gavin and Hudson, but still not fun getting hit, and it's tough. It's like you get the base, but at what cost? So,
well, you know, Sam Gooch is pitching. He's not trying to do that. Sometimes in the major leagues, you see it happen in a negative way.
Yeah, all of the kind of untold behind-the-scenes game of throwing behind batters and throwing up high and in, trying to get them to back out, or if they do something that you didn't like, then it's a little bit scary at times in the majors.
For sure. Stepping in. Come back for the night. Number 10, Lucas Gerke. Here comes the pitch. Dive just missed outside of ball. Not again, been a good pitch to call a strike for a Sam Gooch. Close. Encouragement might go a long way. Here comes the pitch. There it is, outside edge, strike called. One ball, one strike. Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter's box, two aboard for the Knights, first and second base. Second, here's the pitch. The cut, swing, and a miss. Foul tip, actually, in the glove, strike called. So strike leaning, so count goes one and two. Then I was stretched. Now instead, here comes the pitch. They're called Brock. He didn't pause. A pause. His set position, it was a rock and fire. The home plate umpire called that one. A good call. He was staring right at the pitcher. Easy call. And the base runner move up 90 feet. So runners at second and third. One ball, two strikes. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Gerke. Pop one on the infield. Good playable right there in field of play. Trey Trevin Long, had that been a couple of pitches earlier, could have been an infield fly. There are two outs now, the Diamond. Batter we're going to see is going to be Brent Robbins. And Robbins, fair and simple, good opportunity to help himself. Is the pitcher for the Knights. Batter's box, the four-hitter, Brent Robbins. Robbins' batting average is .379. But said, here's the pitch. Outside edge, knee-high, called strike. .379 batting average. He got 25 hits. Keener single, five doubles. He has one triple. Alistair, here's the pitcher for the bunt. Foul ball, right side. Count goes 0-2. Runner's going to go back to bases. Gavin Buttel at second base. Gutwein at third base. Ball two strikes out of the set. The pitch from Gooch. Inside edge. Going to be strike three called. So we'll jog back to the dugout. Start out of the inning. So we'll miss it after five complete. Eight. Two. Tiger Cubs. Zero. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com, internet, radio, sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring at the Central Catholic Knights baseball. Band football in the fall. Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. I have seen the schedule. Tipton Blue Devils, they're all going to be over here this year. Central Capital. And those are usually all good ball games. I will mention also, bringing this game to you is Camino and Company in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. When it's Camino-AND-Company. Let's start that again. Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino and Company. Vegetable Flower Shop, brought to you by local flower farmers, providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. Mascot is a 1984 El Camino, which belongs to Carly's grandpa. He with them is my dad, and the El Camino is an SS. See that El Camino coming down the road at you, and it looks just like a Monte Carlo SS. Sometimes I wish it was. I might like to drive that. Our goal at Camino & Company, to feed each customer from their concepts to completion. You can explore their website at Camino-END-Company.com. They are now booking 2024 brides. Contact them on the website. They can help you with your flower arrangement. Various locations. They work primarily at weddings. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Green Castle. We're going to put the windup, Brent Robbins, first pitch. On to taking the center field. That's number 9, Sam Gooch. He got a long way, moving to his right. Making the catch in center field is Isaac Seppinger. One out. They're in the top of the sixth inning. Next batter, they're set here, Green Castle. He's a three-hitter, number 12, Nathan Sutherland. And seven, shortstop. Conversation there. Fire a little conversation with Coach Ben Wells. Everything good. There's wild here in the top of the sixth. And they're better than a step, Nathan Sutherland. Number 12. He's batting 417. 17, that's in 16 games. He pitched. Swing a miss. Caught a second time of that swing. So try to check it. It's too late. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Robbins. Just above the zone. One ball, one strike. Sutherland on the season. 525 on base percentage. He's got 20 hits. Adam Ardelts. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Outside edge. Strike ball. Ball, two strikes. Sutherland has scored 14 runs. He's got 20. RBI. He leads the team with 20 RBI. Here's the pitch. He's short off the glove. Jackson trying to block it. He'll get a different baseball from the home plate umpire. Sutherland on the season. Walked 11 times. He needed batter's box. Sutherland just a sophomore from the windup. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. High and away, ball three. Goes 3-2. Deck is the four-hitter. Christian Dayhuff. A wide deck. Here comes the payoff pitch from Robin Sutherland. Oh, when he gets by the glove of Jackson, you pick it up. It's going to be ball four. He'll stay at first base. Splits a run. Second, not going to happen. Pretty the designated hitter, the four-hitter. Greencastle, number 7, Ashton Dayhuff. Ashton Dayhuff, member of the sophomore class. They have several sophomores on this 14-player roster. Just two seniors and only one junior. They have four freshmen. You do the math. Of the set, here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. Might have been a slider. Didn't look like a full-fledged strike. Called one strike, one runner aboard. Greencastle. Out of the sixth inning, it's a two-run ball game. Knights in front. Lissette, here comes the pitch. Gonna foul one. Straight back, out of play. Two. Brent Robbins working well here in the ball game. Getting ahead of the count. Getting ahead in the count. He had difficulty getting ahead in the count. Friday at Hamilton Heights. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Up third, not going to happen. First base is occupied, but stealing second base on the pitch successfully is Sutherland. So with two outs, they're in the top of six. Bordnagy going to have a little bit of a conversation with the home plate umpire. He saw something. He wants to check on a ruling for. And it might have been that Ed Huff might have been in the way of Jackson Kane to be able to make a successful throw to second base. Be a possibility. It would call interference on the batter. He would be already out. Not sure what the call would be at second base. All safe and no calls, basically. He didn't come to terms there with the home plate and the C position umpire. Tossed it over. May not have seen the same thing from Jackson Kane. And I believe he was kind of a little bit difficult for Jackson to throw to second base. Looking back, I can't quite remember if he made the throw. Not sure you have to make the throw to second. If you're going to third base and you're going to hit the batter in the box, if he's moving and you catch any part of your hand on the throw to third base, I it's out, not the runner. So two out. Step in. Left-handed batter. Staring in, looking at the signals, out of stretch, now the set, first, she swing, low and away, ball one. Trayton Clark, high hitter, number 10 in the batter's box. Greencastle has a runner on the pond, out there at second base. One ball game, two outs, top of the sixth, out of the set, soft move, no throw to second base. Mikey Stapleton was covering. Stepping back in, left-handed batter's box. For 10, Trayton Clark. Peering in, look at the singles. Out of the set, he'll check second. Here's the one long foul ball, left side off the screen. But he's on base, hitter. That's number 5, Brighton Gregg. Count goes 1-1. Hitter number 10, Trayton Clark. Clark is the only junior. Tiger Cubs, you know, foul another one back about the same location off the screen. One ball, two strikes as Brent Robbins gets ahead in the count again. So Sevinger is going to play center field. Trayton Clark to push the ball toward left field. Out of the set, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Inside a ball, going to get by Jackson and jogging over to third base. Right there, Nathan Sutherland. So a little closer to home. He got a runner at second, third base in the first inning. That was Shred Long. Right now, the runner at third base is Sutherland. The 2-2 pitch from Robbie to step off the back. Restart. He'll step back in. Two outs. Up sixth inning. Set. Robin checks third. Here comes the 2-2. Picking pitch right across the dish. Back for curveball. First backdoor curveball for a strike that I've seen Brett throw in his whole ballgame. But that was at a good time in ballgame. But the Knights get out of the inning. Strand, one runner, again at third base. 5.5 innings. Knights, 2. Your 0. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you. Sign production. My production of business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Productions, 1985. Call them or you can text them at 317-946-2424. And their number is 317-946-2424. Also, Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals for the south edge of Mobileville at 1708. South A Street. You can call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Dirk. Dirk will treat you right. Tim McCall, that will be worth the trip. Stepping in for the Knights of the Bat in the sixth inning. Out of the sixth inning, it's going to be Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Cade Minnick, he's a senior. He's batting 289. Pitch comes in, outside hit, strike call. 289 bat average, 409 on base percentage. Minnick has 22 hits. Comes in, high and away, ball one. One ball, one strike, hitting 18 singles, three doubles. Triple, he's got an inside the park home run at Loeb Stadium. Foul ball, going to land foul, foul territory, couldn't be caught. Kim goes one and two. Peyton trying to bunt for a hit, nobody on. Try to put it down the third baseline. What that Twin Lakes Indians game over at Twin Lakes. Clayton Burton, three successful consecutive hits down the third baseline. Going to be a ground ball, second base. Brian Gregg, he'll play it. Throw next door to number three, Connor Sullivan. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. But Clayton Burton, are you there, Nathan? Clayton Burton puts three absolutely perfect hits down third baseline for base hits. I've never seen him live. I thought Evan Dehart was good. My goodness, Evan Dehart could place a bunt. And football at all. Greencastle, Indiana. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take one over that field. Jackson King got a lot of it. Jackson King going to go off the wall. Left field. Jackson King going to dog in, standing up at second base. And a lot of folks can pretty move, but that might be gone. And not quite. Jackson King, a stand-up double. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Jackson King, that's his fourth double of season. He put that sliding mitt on over there at second base. Out of set. Can you? Singenberg comes in, slight cold. Might have been a breaking pitch. Righty facing a righty. Singenberg steps back in. From the stretch, now the set comes the pitch. He pitched again in there for a strike. Tim, pretty good command of that breaking pitch. Ball two strikes out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Sandberg. Swing and a miss. And he'll jog back to the dugout. So two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Next batter we're going to see is number 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks, not many singles given. Coach Bordnay, left-handed batter's box. Out of the set, check second. Here's the pitch. Out of ball. Brooks, he's batting 232 on the season. He on base percentage. He hits. Two of them are doubles. The set. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Let's step off the back. So Drew steps off the back, steps back in. Brooks steps back in. Out of set. Takeoff move. Let's try to get him a second. A Goose had to throw almost to the position of the second baseman. That particular vicinity, not too bad. If you look at the actual position, you got a problem. He pit in there for a strike. Started out the middle of the plate, broke inside and low. Strike count goes 1-1. Stretch, now the set. Check second. Here comes a 1-1. Now ball, shortstop. Action lets it go by. The throw across the diamond is high. Going to get back to the foul fence. He plays from an error on the throw from Nathan Sutherland. He gives Connor Sullivan much of a chance to catch that baseball in the attempt to throw out Keaton Brooks. So coming in to score on the run is Jackson Kane. It's a 3-0 contest. And Keaton Brooks is at second base, a second on the overthrow. He pitched a bit high for ball one. Mike Stapleton batting in the hit department. Bessel three. Still cap has eight. Sit here's a pitch. Let's take one. Second base. One hop in the glove of Brighton Gregg. Throw next door to Colin Sullivan. The Knights are retired here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So after five and a half, take that back, after six complete, H3, your Cubs thing. Also mentioned, this game is in parts, being brought to you by AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC, Arcadia, Indiana. AGM Auto is located 1 mile west of Arcadia, 266th Street, Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands. You put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. AGM, if you didn't know, stands for a good mechanic, and I vouch for that. Whether it's a routine oil change, the need for expertise of an experienced AGM technician. AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe on the road in your automobile. That type of service offered at AGM Auto is classic car and truck restoration. If you still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn and covered up with a tarp, AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. AGM Auto, you can find him on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To contact AGM Auto by phone, 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283. If you look on Facebook, you might find a 62 Ford, a 72 Monte Carlo, or a 72 Chevelle, a restored AGM Auto. Take a look at their work. They take good pride in what they do. Stepping in right into batter's box. Number 5, Brighton Gregg. First pitch from Robbins. Out to the 7th, foul ball. Left of third base. Brighton Gregg made the final play there in the bottom of the 6th inning from second base. Busy day on the diamond at second base. Brighton Gregg has a line in the 0-1 pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Up of the 7th inning. Three-run ball game. Knights in front. The windup. Filling in, looking at singles. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Going to pop one up right side. May be playable. Kate Minnick in foul territory. Going to make the play. In the bullpen area. Minnick traveled a long way to make that catch. There's one out. One out, top of the 7th. The batter going to step in. It's going to be the 7 hitter. Number 3, Tyler Stone. He has been busy at first base. And he ended batter's box. 288 on base percentage. Comes in, ground ball. Third base, Gavin Boutel fields it. To throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out. Gerke, there are two out. So, Coach and Wells, dirt, a pinch hitter at this point in the ball game. It's number 15, Judah Amos. The Amos is the second senior on the ball team, right next to Owen Huff. Owen Huff is the 9 hitter in the starting lineup. Turn in, look at singles. Wind up, long tier. Timeout is called by Judah Amos. So step back in. Wind up, Brent Robbins. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Wait a minute. Healthy cut, Judah Amos. Amos will mention. He's been to the plate 4 times at bats. This is his 5th game to play on the season. His 5th plate appearance. Season. The pitch comes in outside, ball 1. Ball 1 strike. Turn in, looking at singles, Brent Robbins. Out of the windup, 1-1 pitch. Ball, to be fair, going to be off his foot, they're going to call a foul ball off his foot. Ended up fair, has a long, long bunt, about 80 feet. Baseline, Gavin Boutel was ready to throw to first base. Had him in the box, off the bat and off the foot. Stay in that box with a 1-2 count. Count Judah Amos, senior, listed as a first baseman. Tall young man, a basketball team member. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Robbins. Breaky pitch, high for ball two. Robbins wants a different baseball. He felt that one probably had some moisture on it after going down the third baseline. Curveball with a moist baseball. Almost a losing proposition. Sometimes they can do it, especially in a rain game. Juice you can. Five. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to complete today's ball game. Do thank you for tuning in with that Greencastle Tiger Cubs. And Coach Ben Wells. Central Cap Knights. Coach Tim Borden. And thank them for putting this game together in quick fashion. We'll go ahead and remind you, the Greencastle Tiger Cubs. Tiger Cubs will host their sectional, D-Class 2A Sectional 44. Wilmington. They'll play in game number 6. Be on Monday, Memorial Day, 27th of May at 1:30 start time. It'll be Southmont and Greencastle. That game will go to the championship game that evening. And we'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They will also host their sectional. First game will be Thursday, May 23rd, 7:30 around that neighborhood for a start time. It is second game that evening. The Covington and Lafayette Central Catholic. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention my wife back home, Soundcheck. Appreciate her. Appreciate Mr. Nathan. Nathan, appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, AJ.
Hey, thank you. You're the best. So we're about out of here, and we might speak with Borden here momentarily. But until then, please stay tuned. We'll mention no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, the learning, don't let him go. You're burning. Post game right now, you're talking to Coach Borden. Coach Borden, you say, well, I don't know how you do it. You seem to always find a game when there's a slot and one is needed.
Yeah, you know, I'm just grateful at Greencastle and played. They're a solid ball club and a really tough pitcher. So felt good to be able to get that game in and for our boys to keep it rolling.
They're gonna own sectional class 2A and you're gonna host one. That's pretty different, isn't it?
Yeah, they're always a solid ball club. They have good facilities down there and their coaching staff does a great job.
But DePaul?
Yeah, being in a college town similar to us here with Purdue. Just happy for the way we play. I thought Bryn was back after a rough outing last Friday. One more out than he got last week, so that's a pretty good start right there. But I thought he was really sharp and our defense was really good as well.
And 6-1 now.
He challenges hitters, throws strikes, the defense, and when a defense that they don't make any errors, it really helps his cause.
Actually, because as an athletic director, you're the only one that knows the rest of this week's agenda. Can you help us to know?
We're still looking for an opponent tomorrow. We're supposed to play North Montgomery. They have a conference game they have to make up tomorrow. So we're still on the waiver wire looking for an opponent. Hopefully we're able to find somebody. We have our youth baseball night. All of our youth kids coming out. So we're somebody out there looking for a ball game too and be able to come up. But after that, we play at Harrison Friday night and then Logansport noon on Saturday. So we've got a tough week ahead, but I games here last week before the tournament when it matters most.